It's 8:45 and time for Fine Gardening as we say good morning to Morne Felhammer. Good morning, Morne.
A very good morning to you and a good morning to all the gardeners and the listeners out there. And as we try on this specific show when it comes to gardening is to mix it up a little bit, because the great thing about gardening and being a gardener is it is really a multifaceted sort of activity. I often say, you know, you need to be an entomologist, you need to be a soil scientist, you need to be a climatologist, you need to be a horticulturist, you need to be a botanist, and the list goes on and on to be a successful gardener. And that's what's really so great about it. And one of the things that I would like to chat about this morning is responsible pest control in your garden. I think it's something that we all have to deal with at some other point in time as gardeners, is when a particular pest or a number of pests get out of control. And I think we must just always remember that in your garden you are looking for a balance. A garden is not a sterile environment. It's not a place where you will never have any little bug come in and not stay there. It's all about creating a balance in your garden and doing it responsibly. And as we go through spring and into summer, the type of pests that we have will change. And I always say, you know, you need to look at your garden and plants and very responsibly distinguish just between a nuisance pest and one that is causing significant damage on your plants. And then you should act or do some type of preventative control in that space in your garden. And I think it's with that that I want to talk about chemicals that are used, both biological and chemical. And just want to stress the point that when you go out and you're looking for a suitable pest control mechanism, there are many products out on the market, and it's important to note that they come in varying degrees of toxicity. And this is important to note for your own use and also how you use it in and around your home and in the garden. And many people don't know that insecticides in South Africa by law are banded with different color bands on the product itself to indicate the level of the active ingredient. So we start off with green bands, which are generally organic or generally very safe to use. And then we go up to yellow bands and then blue bands and finally red bands, which are highly toxic, and you'll never find them on a shelf at a garden center or a co-op anyway. They'll actually be kept in a cupboard somewhere under lock and key. So when you are looking at an insecticide to use, first of all, look at the toxicity. Also, you could at the mode of action. How does it use? Is it get used? Some insecticides or pesticides are stomach poisons. Some of them are contact poisons. Some of them are both. Some of them have residual value. Some of them don't. So it's very important to make an informed decision when choosing one. And then the most important thing that I really, really want to stress is follow the instructions. So many times in a garden center environment, people will ask me, how much do I use? And I know by the time they've walked out the door, they've forgotten the instruction that's been given to them. Read the instruction and remember that when you give a dosage of any type of chemical, even a fertilizer, follow the instructions, because you cannot kill something twice. You only want to kill that bug once, and you don't want to damage the environment or the good guys around, because we have many beneficial insects in our garden which we actually want to keep in our garden. We want to attract bees for pollination. We want to attract certain types of wasps which are predatory and will feed and kill other insects. So we don't want to be irresponsible when it comes to the use. So ask the right questions, make sure that you use the right dosage and of not only also the right concentrations, but also over the recommended area. And then we must also remember that it's so important to look at managing the pest control, even if you're using biological control. And there are very good biological control methods on the market nowadays, but it's all about the management. And remember, follow up is so important, because there is no chemical, none whatsoever, which will kill the eggs of insects out there. So if you kill the entire generation of adults, you will have to do some type of follow up, be it a spray, be it a biological control, a week or 2 weeks thereafter to catch the new hatchlings, the new nymphs which come out. Otherwise, all you're going to do is you're just going to have that same repetitive problem happening over and over again. So there we have it for this morning's gardening. A little bit of a tip with regards to pest control. And remember, let's try and be as responsible as possible and create an environment which is as diverse as possible in our gardens. FMR.